And welcome to Side Notes number 3 for Metamanifesting. We're going to take a sneaky peek with this little episode, these bonus recordings for Metamanifesting, because it's, you know, when we talk about the ego, it's almost impossible. It's a really big struggle to manifest from the ego. The ego, as we define it and explore it, is associated with that center circle in the ring. Those states of apathy and fear, you know, lust, anger, and pride. And this stuff is really, really sneaky. It'll show up in a way that sounds good and sounds very altruistic. And we want to nail these buggers, because if you don't do that, you can't manifest from the states of high flow. The states of high flow are the ones from the mind and the ones of love. Remember, you know, the smaller the circle, the less energy you have available. So if you're coming from that center circle, you have almost no energy available for your manifesting. You might feel good, it might feel really cool, especially if pride's involved, but you're not going to have the energy of the mind yet to really activate the methods, and you're really not going to have the energy of love, even though it's going to sound like it. So let me tell you what I mean here. This is distilled from a couple different calls that we've had recently with participants. So what shows up is this. I imagine being a multimillionaire so that when I find out my neighbor needs a new roof on her house, I can give it to her. No strings attached. Sounds pretty good, doesn't it? But watch how this sneaks around. By the way, I've got permission to share these. So that's all cool. Now, here's another one. The 65-year-old man who says this: I choose to manifest $1 million through the lottery so my grandkids will be taken care of, or at least get a great start in life. Again, it sounds really good. It sounds really giving. But it's not. The question today is, do you want to be a millionaire or manifester? It doesn't mean you can't be both. But where is the benefit? You know, when we talk about giving to other people, where's the perceived benefit coming from? Now, what I want you to do, and this is going to sound a little selfish at first, but it's absolutely not. I want you to learn how to manifest for you, so you can teach others how to manifest for themselves. You can only teach what you do. You can only teach what you've done. I've doubled my income time and time again. I feel very comfortable teaching that. We've had people use our methods to hit the lottery, and the more we explore with them, the more capable I'm going to find myself being able to teach you about that. But I can't teach you how to hit the lottery directly without referencing their experience, because I haven't had that. But I can teach you how to double your money and double it again and double it again and double it again. But remember, it's not about the money. Even if I doubled my money 10 times this month, you know, doing it, you know, I imagine myself doubling my money 10 times this month. You know, doubling my income, doubling it again, doubling it again, doubling it at a doubling rate, so that when my neighbor needs a new roof on her house, I can give it to her, no strings attached. Listen to this. Ready? In that statement, look at the qualities in the center circle. The qualities of the center circle: the lowest is apathy, the highest is pride. The implications of this statement are that there's nothing I can do for her now. I imagine being a multimillionaire so that when I find out my neighbor needs a new roof on her house, I can give it to her, no strings attached. In other words, there's nothing I can do now. I'm not even going to bother trying to do anything now. There's also pride built in there, the bottom of that center ring and the top of that center circle and the top of the center circle. There's pride. I imagine being a multimillionaire so that when I find out my neighbor needs a new roof in her house, I can give it to her, no strings attached. It's the same with the 65-year-old man who: I choose to manifest $1 million through the lottery. There's nothing wrong with the lottery. We've had a couple of people do really well with this kind of stuff, and we're looking forward to doing really well with it as well. But I choose to manifest $1 million so my grandkids will be taken care of, or at least get a great start in life. You know, Neville teaches, take away the buildings, take away the bank accounts, but don't take away my imaginal power, because that's how I got the buildings, that's how I got the bank accounts. That's all primarily based on a conversation with his brother Victor, who is one of the multimillionaires in the family. Victor, have them take away the building. Have them take away the bank accounts, the business. But don't you dare let them take away the imagination. Don't you forget it's the imagination that brought you the building, that brought you the business, that brought you the bank account. Don't you forget about the imagination. And that's what happens here. Even though we're doing, well, you know what? I'm imagining to be a multimillionaire. So I can give so they can be given to. Whenever we go, so I can give and so they can be given to, again, that implies that you can't give now. That implies that what you can give to them will be the stuff. And it's not the stuff that makes a difference. The stuff will make a difference, but how the stuff comes about is what makes the real difference. And so we ask questions like, what happens when you imagine her roof perfectly replaced in the perfect way for her? Because it might not be that you give her the money. It might be something completely different. What happens, you know, with the 65-year-old man? We explored what happens when your family realizes you have something very special to give them. And that's your experience as a manifester. Again, I've manifested health. I've manifested relationships. You know, I've manifested, and when I say relationships, I don't just mean me and Victoria. We imagine being together and we are. But we've also manifested beautiful relationships with clients, beautiful relationships with supporters of the work, beautiful relationships with professional people. What happens when your family realizes that you have something very special to give them, and that's your experience as a manifester? Not your millions, they'll blow through your millions. But your experience as a manifester. Whenever they go, you know what, if crazy grandpa can do this, I can do it. You see, what we want you to do, the whole intention behind meta-manifesting is to help you escape what we call the small circle trap. And part of that is, my manifesting is important because I want to be the giver. Another part of the small circle trap is that it's the money that I've manifested that makes a difference. It's like saying it, well, you know, it's the partners that I've manifested make a difference in my business. Yeah, I've manifested people to do partnerships with, and we've got some really cool ones going on right now. But it's not the partner that matters, it's the imaginal act that creates the partner, because the imaginal act will create more partners. If I begin to believe it's the partner, it's going to put pressure on the relationship. Oh, they've got to follow through, I've got to follow through, oh, you know, that, and then fear shows up. Again, we want to escape that small circle trap. And that is the whole design behind meta-manifesting. So, Neville says, use your imagination lovingly for another. Let's explore this a tiny little bit. He says to imagine lovingly for a seeming other. Just do that. Now, his number one protege, Freedom Berry, was taking a walk one day. Freedom moves to California to teach the law because he's experienced the law. And Neville says, you've experienced it, walk in faith. Go to California and teach it if that's what you want to do. So Freedom does that. He moves out to California. He's taking his puppy for a walk. And he sees a seeming other person out there, a homeless man. And he chose not to give the homeless man money. The homeless man asked him for money. And Freedom said, no, I'm not giving you any money. But Freedom did instead was he imagined the homeless guy gainfully employed. He imagined the homeless guy, you know, doing all right. And the next time he saw the guy actually crossed the street and came up to Freedom and said, look, you know, after you refused to give me money, I got to thinking, I have to do something about my life. And he went out and he got a really good job. Now, I don't know if Freedom taught him about the imagination at that point. Maybe he did, maybe he didn't. But that's a story that gives to us today. That's a story that you can give to people today. Because it's not about the fish. You don't want to give someone a fish. You want to give them the method to get fish. And again, it's okay if you got the money to give it away. But it's really important that you teach people the method to get the fish. And the only way to get it is to really keep it in perspective. Again, it's not the millions that'll help your neighbor replace their roof. It's the manifesting it. You could just tell the neighbor, you know what, I hold in mind your roof being repaired perfectly. And when it happens and they come back to you and they say, you know what, I remember when you said that to me. Yeah, you know what? Think about this. Because people may or may not believe that us holding in mind your roof getting repaired perfectly in the perfect way for you, they may or may not believe that that is what caused it. But you can notice when people dwell in negativity, their health suffers, their finances suffer, their relationships suffer. What happens when you dwell in positivity? What happens when you dwell in possibility? And again, that's what we're exploring right here. You've been listening to a very small snippet from our amazing training called Meta Manifesting. It's all about, you know, opening up to greater energy, greater capacity, the truth about you. If you try to manifest from the ego, that center circle in the chart, you're going to find yourself running into all kinds of problems. Sometimes they actually even feel good, as you've learned from the example above. But the purpose of the map is to give you a very easy-to-use, duplicatable process that enables you to notice, this is where I'm getting stuck, this is where I need to, what I need to do. And we do that through a series of recordings, handouts, and the map itself. So if you find this useful, if you find it intriguing, join us in the program. There's a couple different options on how you do that, and they can all be found at metamanifesting.com. That's meta manifesting.com. Have a wonderful day. See ya.